used to play.
Yeah, like Angea.
Come on,
boy.
Elizabeth. You're such a great hot lesbian.
We were both blown away to read about you and Angelina Jolie and Gia, because neither one of us knew that was you, and that was smoking hot. What's it like to kiss those big full lips, huh?
It's fantastic. You get a little lost, but it's worth it.
Elizabeth, if you were a man, could it be said that you got to second base with Angelina Jolie?
On camera, absolutely.
You did.
On camera to boot.
She got second base off you, too, didn't she?
Wow.
I think so, yeah.
Did you guys?
The European version.
The European version.
Oh, man.
Oh, you must have had to pause the filming. It got so hot, you both had to jump out of bed and take a shower.
I'm crazier yet. I'm leaving to rent it.
We did take a shower, actually.
Yeah.
They did. You did.
Yes,
that's right. Oh, I'm so renting that immediately.
This is crazy because then also a lesbian scene in ER. See, you're made for this.
Oh, thanks, guys. I had a wonderful career, a long 5 or 6 years of kissing women. It was fantastic.
Well, I got to look back at Gia because I know you're talking about nudity, and if the scene is right, then you'll do it. And I'm thinking, boy, if I'm a writer out there, I'm going to write the most important critical scene featuring you full frontal you can ever imagine.
I'm going to write some wildly
gratuitous. I've never been that shy. It was fun.
I'm writing some wildly gratuitous nudity just to see if she can do it.
Yeah. I'm going to have you full frontal the entire movie.
I think she might do it.
Are you serious? Like, I'm trying a case in court and I just happen to be topless?
Yeah.
I like it, guys. I like it. This will definitely work.
Yeah, and then when you march up to the witness box, it turns out you're bottomless on top of everything else.
Oh, my God.
Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Wait. I love it. I think this is going to work.
Elizabeth, I'm getting turned on.
Tell me. Tell me you've done some gratuitous nudity, just even if it's not true, just say you have.
Oh, of course.
In real life, what's the most gratuitous nudity you've ever done?
I don't think I actually have.
Oh, you have. You're waiting for the scene. What's the matter with the Hollywood writers out there? Are they crazy?
No, I have no idea. And I'm never really asked to take my clothes off.
What about when you were really struggling, young in your career, and things weren't going the way you want? Somebody must have written some great nudity for you.
No, I never had any great nudity.
Otherwise, she would have done it.
I think you meet me and you instantly, I become like a sister, and then you just feel bad about it. That seems to be what happened.
No.
Yeah, you cover your eyes when I come on naked, or if I'm wearing my bra, you're like,
There's nothing sisterly about Elizabeth Mitchell. No.
See, that's the thing, because so many roles with you, you're kind of the perfect, you know, lady, you know. It's so many things with Santa Claus and V and all that. You know, you've never been that nasty, contrived, you know, the villain, you know.
I'd love to do that. That'd be so much fun.
Especially if you're nude the whole time you were the villain.
Well, I'm getting that this is the way to go. I feel like maybe this is going to do it for me.
because you want tougher roles anyway.
I mean, in terms of your character being... The nakeds. Yeah, I like it.
That's what you're looking for in your next part.
For high heels, though, I feel like it's a bit more flattering.
Oh, man.
You must be a tomboy, Elizabeth, because you've had some great roles and you play them so well, too.
Oh, thanks.
Lost in V in particular. Were you a tomboy?
No, I really wasn't. But at the same time, I did play a lot of sports because I'm very tall and I was always really athletic.
How tall are you?
5'9"
Is that right? No kidding.
Did you play hoops?
I did, yeah. I wasn't particularly competitive, but I can get the ball in.
How far out can you hit a jumper from consistently?
Consistently, I have no idea, but inadvertently, all the time.
I'm glad she has no idea.
Boy, that's been, you're not kidding.
I wouldn't want her to know that.
Well, you were such a feature on Lost. I have to ask you, since it's the first time I talked to you after Lost, what did you think of the ending?
Well, you know, I'm of two minds about it. I actually liked it. I liked that it stayed a mystery. I thought that they stayed true to their thoughts there.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that it was magic, or that it was what it was. That made me really happy. So I enjoyed it. I know not everybody did, but I
really
liked it.
I didn't like it. Yeah.
I understand why. I really do.
Yeah, you understand. Well, that's the main thing.
Hey, I didn't write it. I get to talk about it. It's great.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize.
Was it?
But yeah, I understand that completely, of course.
Yeah, it must have been fun being in Hawaii for so long, though, shooting that. I mean, that was quite a project. Wow.
And the people, and the way that it was. Yeah, it was an incredible experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at all these. She has had so many. You played Dale Earnhardt's wife, right?
I did. Yeah.
Wow, all these.
I know, look at all these roles.
Yeah.
Yeah, Linda McCartney, my God.
Now, I honestly, Elizabeth, I'm insulted that you were asked to play Linda McCartney. I'm sure that was a great role, but you're so much prettier than Linda McCartney.
Oh, that's kind of you. She was actually a really, really insanely, insanely hot. I go back through pictures, and you never even really saw it, but, you know, she was kind of like, men thought she was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, there were a lot of rather important men that really liked her.
Well, I never got that.
Well, I think she was
I didn't like her.
And she was, you know,
I think Mick Jagger nailed her.
When you study her,
really?
You realize she was pretty exceptional. She was just her own woman, which is kind of fun.
Well, he liked her an awful lot. I mean, he was with her for a long, long time and very happy.
She was a good woman.
Yeah, I think she was. Did you study her?
I did study her. You know, I there was a lot to that I wish that we had done, only because after all of my research, I thought that the movie could have been a bunch more. She just did so much with her life. I mean, she made herself a millionaire, you know, just by virtue of what she wanted to do. So I thought she was terrific.
She's a great photographer. There was a rumor, the reason I ask, and I don't know if you studied this, there was a rumor that Mick Jagger nailed her before Paul. I just wondered if you knew that.
Oh, no, well, I think she, you know, she took photos of all those rock guys. So who knows? I'm sure that wonderful things happened.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
Wonderful things. Wonderful things happened. Mm. Oh, boy. Can you, you know, V, we were big V lovers. Although the only thing I drive me crazy is the beautiful Lisa. And we got to get rid of that kid. I don't like the fact that the kid is having sex with her.
That's her son.
It should be more like the press guy. We just interviewed him, actually.
Party of Five.
The kid is too young.
Isn't he so wonderful?
I don't
Scott
want
Wolf.
Him in there. That chick is too hot.
You know, Laura is absolutely stunning and the kindest girl, and it's great fun having her on set because men who've been around her a lot still get tongue tied, which is nice.
It was a racy scene last week.
I know. She has no idea how terrific she is. You guys should talk about how wonderful she is. Maybe she'll hear it.
We do talk about her. We think she is very, very gorgeous. Mike's quite infatuated with her.
Gorgeous and she's really good. The combination is just intoxicating. Yeah.
I think you should end up with her, both of you in high heels and stockings on the mothership behind Anna's back.
Get back to the roles that made her so great.
Ratings right there. Very possibly. Thank you.
And the whole time, you didn't know it, but the camera was on, so underneath the flying saucer, you were on that big screen.
No, that's exactly how it could be. I think that's brilliant. Really.
So everybody on Earth is looking up going, wow, is this hot? I love these aliens. These people are great.
That would be much more preferable to what's really going on with Elizabeth. I'm very worried about you because you wiped out Anna's babies.
Yeah, I did.
That took
I absolutely
a lot of nerve.
Did.
You're going to pay a price for that somewhere, Elizabeth.
I will, I'm sure, pay a price for that. Yeah, it should be fun.
She's weird looking. She's perfect for the role, but boy, has she got an odd look about her with that short hair.
It's just the way she's playing it because she is one of the most devastatingly beautiful women I've ever seen in person.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of beautiful friends, you know. Mm-hmm. Beautiful women don't have a lot of female friends. I consider it my job.
Mm-hmm. And she knows beautiful women. She's been with beautiful women.
That's right. No, I could picture that. I could imagine her being very, very pretty and real, you know.
Absolutely stunning. She's quite liquid.
Elizabeth Mitchell, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you.
It was really fun. Thank you.
Yeah, come back anytime. Please, hurry.
Absolutely. In studio. I've got an outfit for you to wear.
And a girl
right,
for you.
Deal. Okay, Elizabeth. Good luck in everything you do.
Thank you so much.
Adios. Okay.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Jeez, that chick is a ball.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
And she's wild.
She didn't know who she was messing with.
She sure didn't. That flipped over her morning. I think she loves us.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
I think she wants to have sex with us. I really do.
She's got to be pretty cool to play some of these roles. That Gia role was, you know, I remember that. I never remembered who was playing opposite Angelina Jolie.
I just remember
the sex was wild.
Oh, I know. That was there were some hot scenes in that movie. Holy smokes.
I can't believe no one offered her something gratuitous early in her career either. That's disappointing.
The woman is begging to be naked on film. I mean, she's come right out to say, if the role is right, if the scene makes sense, she'll do it. Come on, what the hell?
Well, it has to make you almost angry at screenwriters and producers for not thinking along those lines.
Absolutely.
It's their job.
God, yes. No, I think if she were to come in, I think she could be had. I think I'll, go out and do a little lunch with her, and I think she's laid down for us. I really do. And hey, Mark, she's got a great personality.
Are you getting her up there on Mr. Skin?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Priority over the other.
It takes priority over everything.
Over everything, absolutely. Bring up those GSCs.
I was going to do what you asked me to do with this.
Is that the G? Oh.
How does Skin only give her 3 stars for this?
Wow. Well, let's find out.
What scene is it? Is that?
Is that Gia? Yeah, that's Gia.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Angelina's tubes. Whoa.
Look how different Angelina looks there. With just the hairstyle is so different. Oh, look at that.
Elizabeth, let's see it, baby.
Oh, you dirty, dirty girl.
I can't see enough.
No.
Is she teasing Gia?
She sure is.
Looks like it to me.
Oh, that thing buffering.
Yeah, I'll see the nude stills. That's fine.
Wait, here's one more video.
I'll take the nude stills.
Yeah, this is taking the video is buffering too much.
This music's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Wow, they not only got second base off each other.
Ooh. But she got some big cans there. It looks like there's a big pile of boobs on her chest.
Yeah, she's absolutely.
A big old pile of boobs. And that looks real to me, too, right? They look real.
Yeah, I think they're real. Definitely real.
Oh, look at them kissing. Look at that.
It's right there in front of you. Now, how could you see that? All this sex in the way.
Who's that turd?
I don't know. Get the hell off the screen.
Get off
get
that
out of
screen
here.
Now!
Come on, Skin. Why didn't Skin edit that out? We don't need any context for this.
Good stills.
Ooh, what's that? Ooh. Decent. Somebody's spooning. They're spooning.
Nude.
Ooh.
Wow. Wow.
Good God.
That was Elizabeth right there. You enjoying this, Trudy?
Whose ass is that? Is that Angelina or Elizabeth's ass?
It's fine-tuning my newscast, so I didn't have a chance to.
Whose butt crack are we looking at?
Look at that.
Has Angelina been nude in a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's no, she certainly isn't very modest, is she?
She must take up pages and pages of Skin.
Yeah.
Ooh. I bet people quite click on her a lot, too.
Can't quite get Elizabeth to drop the hand off that boob, can we?
See the nipple.
Pretty well off the other one.
Yeah. I want to see them babies just hanging free.
Oh, there's the shower scene she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is some good girl next door lesbian nudity.
Yeah, look at that.
Drew and Mike, 101 WRIF.